Vito Tesparo. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angels sing around the moonlight, asking me, say she.
Hello, we're unmuted. Yay! We're unmuted, and we caught Crosby, Stills and Nash short there because 7 minutes long, that song. It's like, yeah, okay. And it was dragging on a bit. And we're anxious to start the show, you say. Maybe a little bit too anxious sometimes. But there you are. Okay. We've got seven lovely people already lined up in the call queue. Some of them we've taken names off already. Some of them we still have to go, but we'll do that in the course of. And we're going to say hello and welcome back to Kelly Jo.
Hello, thanks for having me back. I'm so glad you're doing it again. Yay!
Yay! Kelly, it's wonderful to hear your voice again. So, yeah, we decided to give it another crack, you know, as to say. And it's done well. We've had some good shows. So, you know, we'd say it proves that we're wanted. So, here we are. You know, it's a popular demand, I think. Yeah. Okay. Right then. Right at the top of the shop, we have Rose.
Hello.
Hi, Rose. How are you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from New York. Can you tell?
And what's your question?
Do you just do something general, or do you need me to answer something?
Ask me a question. Yeah.
All right, well, how do you see, I'm working on a project, and we're looking for office space and to get our program up and running. How do you see that going?
Yes, you will find someone to help you with that. Actually, you'll find two people that will back you.
Okay,
now, do you do grant writing?
No, but I have someone helping me with that. I don't actually.
Well, I see you're getting a couple grants too.
Oh, good. You need that
for your project.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. And all right. So that's basically what I was going to ask you. Do you see anything else with my career, or are you?
Well, it's going to take a little minute to take off. You know, give it a good 3 months, and then it'll start getting stable.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping to draw some. I've been working on this, and I don't get a salary, so I was hoping. I've been working on it for a long time. You know, that maybe I'll be able to get a salary soon. That would be nice.
Well, it looks like you'll be able to pay yourself in, like, 4 months.
4 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Because you put everything back in.
Yeah, I put everything in there. Yeah, and my own money, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put some of my own money in there, that's for sure. All right,
and
that
then
sounds good.
Then eventually you'll be able to put the money that you spent back in. And you'll have be able to have old lady fund again. It looks like you'll be able to do that spring of 2022.
Oh. Oh, well, what will be spring 2022? Money?
You'll get to have savings put away for yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
okay. But you'll be able to pay yourself in 4 months.
Oh, that's good. I was hoping around that time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You need a lot of P-word, patience.
Yeah, I know. I've been working on it for a long time, though, like 7 years. So it's been a long time working.
Well, the time has come, and its debut will be well.
Oh, that's good. I know. I can't wait. I feel that coming on soon.
And
yeah.
Do you have
everything...
your mission statement and all that stuff, too?
Yeah, I have everything, pretty much.
Good.
We just have to work on one more plan, a little bit more detailed plan, but I just... We have the business plan. I have the program plan. We need a couple more plans, but we have a lot of it. The core plans, we have a lot of them. I've been working on them, actually just updating them over this weekend. So I had to give them to somebody that wanted to look at them. Hopefully a funder. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get two backers. You'll get a male and a female.
Oh, okay. Are they together or separate people?
No, they're separate people.
Separate people? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay.
But that looks
and
like
I'm
it's
so... Go ahead. I talk too much.
Sorry. We're talking over each other. It's like
yeah.
The male will come through first, then the female will come through second.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right. That sounds good, Kelly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye, Ken. I'm on the membership now. I mean, I'm in your group. So
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. Thank you, Rose. I did actually see Rose there join the group. Just before we come on air, and it said Rose has joined the group 12 seconds ago. Yeah, and that's just before we come to air. That one, yeah. Okay, Rose. I'll say. Yeah. Okay, then let's see where we are. Oh, right, Bryn.
Hello.
Hi,
Kelly Joe. How are you? This is...
I'm good. Hi, Ruth. And what's your question, Ruth?
No, it's Bryn. Bryn. It's Bryn. B-R-Y-N from New York City. Hi. I want to ask a somewhat of a spiritual question, kind of inner growth question.
Okay.
I feel recently I've been on a kind of pause button since like the end of July. Into August, it feels like kind of things are at a standstill or rest period. And if that is so, where is it heading is what I'm feeling.
Well, it's like a review period right now. So it's like reviewing stuff. So it's okay to be quiet. And then you got energy movement forward. It looks like within a six. So it's like either 6 days or 6 weeks. It's not 6 months.
Okay. All right.
But sometimes you need rest periods so that you can have, you know, time to simulate stuff and keep what works and throw out what don't. So what you're doing is you're clearing the decks of the old stuff that no longer serves you, and then other things will be shown to you so that you can pick up new tools and new ways of doing your spirituality. But they say that you're an early morning person, so it'd be good for you to, like, meditate. Meditation and journaling would be terrific for you to do.
Yeah, I do meditation in the morning. So far I've worked up to about 35 minutes, and I usually add, like, a minute a week to sort of get myself into it slowly.
And then they say that movement is good for you, like Tai Chi.
Right.
Some kind of exercise helps you.
Right, it does, yeah. That's true. A lot of times I'll do dancing in the room to Native American drumming music, and that helps, especially drumming music, because it tends to shift my it tends to put me in my right brain. You know, it kind of puts me in a more of a synchronous state of mind or whatever. I don't know. It shifts me in some way, the drumming. Yeah. So.
And it helps you with your mood, and it helps you with everything. It helps you with your way that you look at life, your attitude. It gives you a total attitude adjustment. And then they're saying you have a guy that is really a Shoshan monk, and he's wearing the orange robe.
Okay.
And he says it puts you in the Zen mood.
Oh, Zen, yeah, it's funny because I've been reading a book on, you know, the Tao, you know, the Tao
right.
De Ching.
Right, well, you have a monk that is one of your, a Shoshan monk that is one of your guides.
Okay. Yeah, I've often thought of doing Tai Chi because it's very flowing.
And that would be very beneficial for you.
Okay, yeah. I need to listen to those prompts from Spirit because that prompt has been with me for a while and I haven't taken it up, so I think it's about time. let's see, so what else?
That you're on the right pathway. You aren't to the left, you aren't to the right. You are exactly where you need to be.
Oh, great. Yeah, I do a little mediumship, and I want to perfect that. Do you think it would be good to get into a class, a mediumship class?
Yes, that would help you a lot because you are very gifted.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And they're telling me that you're also a knower. You know things. You just automatically know it. You don't know how you get it, but you get it. And you are sort of a physical medium. So you know, make sure you always protection before you do anything.
Now, what does physical medium mean? What does that mean?
Well, it means you feel it and you have to be careful of getting jumped.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because now and again, like I will do some readings on the phone. I do readings, and I always put a prayer for strength and protection for my body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
Right.
Before
always.
I do the reading, and I bring in like the God force, you know, the Creator,
right.
To help me channel the information right from him, you know, right from that source, whatever, him, her, whatever it is, it, you know.
Right.
And so I've made that a habit, and I think it helps me a lot.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I'd also would like to perfect getting into learning more about distance healing. Like, and I'm wondering, should I take a class, like, do you think there's, I've done Reiki. I mean, I took Reiki years ago, but do you think I need like a
you
sort
already
of a
know how to do it. You already send it automatically, hon.
Okay. Yeah. I just
do
have
you.
To practice. What?
Do you.
Oh, do me. Yeah, right. Right.
You
work
know,
on myself.
Do you.
Yeah.
You already know how to do it. Do you. You don't need to be told how to do it. You already know how to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
You can send energy anywhere, any place, anytime, as far as you want. There's no limitations.
Right. I guess the thing I'm working on with the distance one is like keeping focused on the person. You know, like sometimes my focus gets distracted, but that just takes practice, I guess. You know.
Well, you have to focus on that person for that time frame. Can't be thinking about doing the dishes.
No. Right. So, like clearing the dishes instead of clearing the person, right?
Right. Yeah. You can't do that. You got to focus on the person. Focus.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else?
If a thought comes, you say, I'll deal with you later, and you're focusing on the person. It's their time.
right. Exactly. So is there anything else I should know or that's about it? Okay.
You're doing well. You have a good protocol set up.
Okay.
You know,
all
practice
right.
always makes perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you're just the channeler anyway. You're channeling the energy.
I have an interesting question because we have a little more time. I've often wanted to, I used to play the saxophone and flute in high school, and I often thought, there's a part of me when I listen to like a musician, like it's a guitarist or a piano player, that I want to, do you see me like learning an instrument at some point? I see something about the piano, and sometimes I've gone between the guitar and the piano. What do you think?
I see the piano.
Yeah, that's what I've gotten. So maybe
you know, and I see you eventually having an upright piano nobody wants. You get one for free.
Oh, okay.
You know, one of those old uprights.
Yeah.
I don't know what brand it is, but you know.
Right.
It has
okay.
wheels, so you can wheel it.
Yeah. I could wheel it out to the street and make a buck or two.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, it's great talking with you.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That was fun.
I just got to unmuting and muting the microphone. It's you know, this is fun and games tonight. But, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bryn actually does a show with me now, Kelly. So Bryn does a show with me on a Thursday evening for an hour, yeah?
Sometimes I have stuff to do. I'll have to look at my calendar when we're done.
Right. Yeah. So if you get a chance to listen, like, you know, it's like Bryn does a show there with me on a Thursday evening. Yeah.
I will look at my calendar and I will listen to you.
Listen if you can, yeah. It's just, you know, Bryn's doing wonders at the moment. He's got quite a following there. He's just a, you know, for somebody that's new to the show, sort of thing, he's got a grand following there already. So there you go. No, it's a, yeah. Because
now,
I mean,
if we did it on a Thursday, would it be at 4 o'clock again?
Oh yeah. It's because it's like yeah. It's you know it's always the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we go at 9 p.m. here, so you
right.
know, yeah. If you call in there and listen, you know, maybe we can turn the table there and Bryn can give you a reading, yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful, yeah. Okay, yeah. It'd be wonderful. Okay. Now then, let me see. Where are we going, Sharon?
Hi, Kelly Jo. This is Sharon from Florida.
Hi, Sharon.
I recently lost my husband, and I was just
wondering. I send you my regards
and
prayers. But he says he don't hurt no more.
I knew it.
You know, and he already visited you in a dream, hon.
I thought so.
And he picked the age of 38. They always pick their best age. His grandpa and his dad's side came and got him and his mom and dad.
Aww.
You know, and then who is the girl child, there's like a little blonde-haired child here.
I know his mom had lost a baby many, many, many years ago.
It must have been a girl because there's a girl here. And then you have like an orange cat with him, like a like a Morris the kitty.
Yep, that's Pumpkin.
Well, there you go. The kitty's with him. I don't know who this donkey belongs to. There's a donkey over here. Who grew up across a farm with a donkey?
I don't know. I have to ask him on that one.
Yeah, ask, because that's original. I have no idea who the donkey belongs to, but there's a donkey. That's funny.
Yeah. That's funny as hell.
But you got all kinds of animals around him, too. And somebody, I don't know if a grandmother had this. You know those lovebirds with the red cheeks and they're bright blue?
Uh-huh.
There's a lovebird, too.
Aw.
Because your animals go with you.
I know.
And you're doing better than you thought you'd do. You're doing real good. I mean, you have your days, but you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I am. I know he's at peace. My son,
I know, it's hard. I'm sorry.
Has he seen my son?
Yes. Yes. Did you read him a letter or something? Or a poem?
Well, he left me a letter in his phone.
Okay.
A little poem.
Well, that's your acknowledgement that he knows what's going on.
Did he know
and then
this
I
was
keep
happen?
Seeing what?
Did he know this? Did he, my husband, know?
Know what?
That this was going to happen?
A soul always knows.
I thought he did.
A soul always knows before something happens. And what is the yellow roses about? I'm seeing beautiful yellow roses.
My mom just sent me a flower arrangement with yellow roses in it.
Okay, well, that's your acknowledgement that he knows what's going on. So, do you have other questions?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Lots of new beginnings for you after you get, you know, over the grief. There's no rope time to do it, but there's, like, total new beginnings all around you.
Oh, that's good.
You know, it's like... Well, right now, no. You're in total grief. It's like a gray tube, and it goes down over your eyes, and you can see, and it goes over your nose, and you can smell, and it goes over your mouth, and you can talk, and it goes over your throat, and you communicate, and then over your heart, and you can feel, and then over your stomach, and you can start moving forward, and it goes over your hips and goes down your legs, and the earth absorbs it. Right now, you're in the tube.
Well, I need to get through the tube.
Well, it's... You just have to be patient with yourself and kind to yourself.
Try.
Right now, you're just in numb stage.
Yeah. Just go through the motions.
You won't ever forget. You will heal, but you know. But right now, it's just very fresh.
I also feel there was some negligence on the hospital's part.
No, there was not. There wasn't anything that could be done.
Okay. This was nagging in the back of my head.
Yeah, but that's not true. They did everything they could. There wasn't anything else to do.
Well.
So, you can ask for a comfort angel, too.
Okay.
You can ask for any kind of angel you need.
And my grandson, he's okay. Where is this?
I'm sorry, pardon?
My grandson, he's okay.
Your grandpa? Oh, he's fine.
Yeah, it's just been a lot to deal with.
Oh, yeah. You've had a lot of loss this year.
Yeah, my son and Stan. And how's my grandson dealing with all this? He seems good.
Yeah, he's all right.
Good.
He has a lot of wisdom.
I know. For such a young kid, he's gone through a lot. He's very mature.
You know, he's pretty resilient. And he's a good kid.
He's going to start a new job. Does that look good for him?
Yes. He'll learn a lot. I see another fella taking him under his wing and teaching him a lot of stuff. And he'll enjoy it. He's an insatiable learner. He learns well.
Good. He's going to be taking his driver's test. Is that going to go good? Because the terror that goes through.
He might not pass the first time. He cuts it too short. And the parallel parking, he's not so good at. You need to practice with him with that. Take him in an empty parking lot and do the, where there's paintings, and have him do the three-point turn.
Okay.
To the right, right, right. To the left, left, left. To the right, right, right. That's how you learn that.
Oh, goodness.
But if you practice with him, he'll do better. Okay?
Okay.
And you do have to watch him through. Tell him he needs to stop at the stop sign, not roll through it.
Oh, that's so funny. One of his friends just did not pass for rolling through it. And another mom told me she didn't think her son stopped long enough at that stop sign. And he passed.
Right. So you have to make sure he stops. Full stop. There you go. It just went off. The bell.
Okay.
I hope that I helped you.
Thank you, Kelly Jo. You did.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon. Right now, we're looking at 1:26 minutes on the clock. We will take a break. I think we'll take one more, and then we'll take a short break. So, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Helen. Where are you from and what's your question?
Hi, my name's Karen and I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, you're Sharon.
Karen.
Karen. Okay, sorry, I'm having ear problems today. Pardon me.
Okay, it's easy. Just changed a few letters, that's all.
What's your question, hon?
I've kind of got a block. I don't know which direction, which way to go. I like my job. It's a cake job. But I'm no longer going to deal with rude, obnoxious people.
Well,
so,
I do see you applying for a different job, and you'd be like a supervisor over some people.
Ew, that's a babysitting job, and I don't like babysitting people.
Well, Don't ask me. You don't want to know. What kind of job would you like?
Oh, I don't know. One that just sends me a check every week would be nice. And I just stay home, but that ain't possible. I haven't hit the lottery yet.
No, that's imaginary. You can't live in that world. I'm sorry. But I see you doing something you really enjoy. And another thing that you'd be good at, you're good at organizing. So you might want to apply for not-for-profit orgs.
Okay.
And you would enjoy that.
Will I be able to find housing near this new job?
Yes. If you get another job, you would move next to it. You would only have a 15-minute drive.
Well, then I would consider management then.
You're considering marriage?
Oh, hell no. Did that before.
Oh.
It's too fun being single.
Well, that's fine. You can have a lover and he go to his prospective house, you go to yours, and you'll get along fine.
Okay, so I will find a new position and I will find housing nearby because I got like a block and nothing's coming through real good.
Right, so switch up what you're applying for.
Okay.
And that'll help you get out of your funk. You've been in a funk. You've been sort of depressed a little bit.
Yeah, well, lots of things have been going on in life that you wish you could change and didn't happen, but like you said, they're no longer in pain, and you hate to say it's for the best when you would rather have them here.
I understand. You know.
Okay.
But you'll get out of your grief too.
Okay, so I'm going to get another position. Yeah, I kind of figure I've just been dragging my feet and stalling, hoping another position would come up at work so I wouldn't have to go through this and start over again, but I guess I better get moving.
And it's a new beginning for you, and then you'll have a new, you'll probably move to a different town. And it's to the right of you.
All right, that's no problem. The whole area is nice on this state, on the east side.
And you'll really enjoy it. You'll have camaraderie at work. You'll have, and you guys have like group things that you do, like you go out and have like a happy hour, not the drunkards. You go all go out together and get to know each other and work as a team. You'll have team building. You'll work with a team. T-E-A-M, team.
That's good. All right, that's
and you'll really enjoy that.
All right.
And
this,
a whole new expanse will open up for you.
There's always new things opening up. I love it here.
Oh, it's beautiful where you live. It's good energy for you. You're getting your juju back.
It is. It's a very beautiful state.
I can see why you get out and about more. Out and about, out and about, out and about. You must have a Canadian person around you. They're saying out and about.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Lots of things to do. Whether you just want to sit around peacefully or find something.
I see you getting around people more, and you're going to join like groups that you enjoy. And think you're going to learn things that you always wanted to learn. So you're on an adventure in that.
That's good. I like adventure.
Have you ever worked with a camera? I see you learning how to use camera, but now everything's digital.
Not really, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. I'm seeing something with that. And then I see you getting together with a group of friends walking.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I hope that that was helpful. Any other questions?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much, Kelly. And
You're
talk to
welcome.
You again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, then. Thank you, Karen. Right, we're going to take a short break, then we'll find a piece of music for you. Right, I hope you like that one. Right then, as you say, before we move on, because we do have quite a full call queue, but we do need to take breaks, especially, I think, for the ladies, you know. So the PayPal buttons are active. You will see them. It quite simply says on tonight's show page, donation button. And we haven't changed the write-up for the night that we have Kelly with us, because the original write-up. So we will we'll alter that accordingly in due course. For now, today's guest is a clickable link. The donation button, where it says donation button, is clickable link, and there is no other clickable links on tonight's show at the moment. So you haven't got my email, and you haven't got my page on this particular show. But never mind. We'll get all the shows and all the write-ups looking the same eventually. Now, you may have seen a post on Facebook today mentioning a separate studio. It's a free studio, which means that it's just 30 minutes. And 30 minutes live air, with a possible 15 minutes of off-air time, giving us 45 minutes in all. So we can take up to 6 callers in that space of time, with maybe an intro and outro. So we're hoping to do that on a Sunday, because Sunday is the only other day, really, that we can do a program at a different time. And it will be a change of time if it takes off. And it will be more during the daytime. So it will be like earlier time. So maybe around about between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. UK time. So it's really knocking it back a bit for you people there in the US, because it'd probably be your early morning. But we've done it before on a Sunday. We've done it out of out of this studio, actually, on a Sunday. We've done it with Alan there, and we used to do a show there on a Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. So I'm sure you'll all remember that one. So it's time to have another bash at that, you know, but we're going to use a separate studio and see how it works out. Right then, back to tonight's show. Let's see where we're going. I'm going to open the line to Kelly. And we should be with line 5. We should be with line 5, but they've disappeared. Oh, dear. Okay, well, we're going to take Carolyn on line 5, and she is not there. Not there. Okay. I wonder what's happening there then. I know that Carolyn rings in while she's driving sometimes, so she might have had the line bumped off. But Carolyn was there on line 5. We'll go to line 6 then, and we have Dee.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Can you see if you get any messages about my housing situation in the next few months? When will I be in a position to buy a house or move to another rental?
Well, you're looking right now, correct?
I have stopped looking because I just want more clarity in my life with where I will live and how close I need to be to my son, how much of his time I'll share with his mom. The housing market
is
really expensive.
So you're looking to buy a house?
Yeah, buy or rent or whatever, yeah. I have been looking to buy for a while now.
You know, because I see you buying. And it's not that far from where you are now. And it feels like a squishy bedroom, three bedroom, two bath. And it feels like it's laid out in like a H. It feels like an east-west exposure. And it doesn't, the other bedrooms are nice size. And you have a little yard in the back, a littler one in the front. You don't have a whole lot to mow. And it's like a sort of a newer home. You know, it's built in the 2000s. So I see you getting that. And you do have some money saved, so.
Yeah, but it is not enough the way the housing market is inflated.
So you need to save more money?
I don't know, or I need to wait for the market
to lower a little bit.
Yeah, do you see that happening?
There's a housing shortage where you are, too.
There is, yeah.
But I do see you purchasing.
Would that be next year?
Yeah.
Early next year?
Yeah. Like, it feels like summertime, like June, July.
Right. We're moving in around June, July, so I'll probably know 3 months before, as in find the house 3 months before.
But right now you're okay to stay where you are, correct?
I don't know. Should I continue to rent where I am, or do I move and rent somewhere else?
Well, I think that you're okay where you are right now until you move.
Yeah.
Because you have a rent that you can afford where you are, you know, where if you move, it'll be higher.
Yeah.
You know, it's because of economic and financial.
Do you see me having my son with me some of the time, where I am now?
It'll be like split up. I'm seeing, you know, like you have him sometimes and then the other person has him sometimes. It's like...
When do you see that starting?
Pardon me?
When do you see that starting? Because I haven't seen him for a month.
Well, isn't it in your court papers?
No, there isn't anything.
Well, you might have to go to court.
I don't want to.
To fix the visitation stuff. Because there's like a holding back of that. What's that about?
Yeah, she's just being difficult.
You know, because I'm seeing squabbling.
Yeah.
And it's like right now you're in her control.
I always was.
But he knows who you are. You don't need to worry about that. But you have some say in stuff, correct?
Not anymore.
Oh. So in other words, she has total control.
Total.
Is that true?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch of squabbling going on. It'll be hit and miss. That's what I'm seeing. With that. Am I making sense?
There you are.
And,
thank you.
You know, you have... Because you can't afford to go to court, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's why.
Now, if you will take me down the rat hole. And
I'm sorry, pardon me?
She will take me down a rabbit hole if I did that.
Yeah, and then it costs you a whole bunch of money and you won't get what you want anyway.
Yes.
So but the child knows who you are, you know. When he gets old enough, he can make up his own mind. How old is he now?
11.
Sometimes when they're 14, they can make up their own minds. What else you want to know?
Nothing else. Thank you. I'll let you go. There are lots of callers I heard.
All right. Sorry
you,
about
Kelly.
That.
No problem. Thank
you.
No,
be intermittent. Okay, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Sort of a pickle.
It is, isn't it? Because, you know, it's like... I mean, you may have heard me saying before there, Kelly, I've been down that road. I know how that feels, you know. And it's not easy.
No, it isn't.
When you say to somebody, you know how it feels, you don't, because everybody's individual, you know, and everybody feels differently, yeah? It's the same when you have a loved one that passes away and you say to them, oh, I know how you're feeling. Because you can't. You can't know how you're feeling. Grief is a very personal thing, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
So, let's see where we're going. Now, Carolyn's back now. Carolyn.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Thank you, Cam, for putting me on. I was... Thank you. Hi, Kelly. Kelly, I'm so glad to be talking to you.
Hi.
I have a question, please.
All
my
right.
My house that I live in is some buyers have come in, and we're supposed to close August 26th. That means I have to be out of the house. The problem is, from one day to the next, they change their minds. One day they're saying they're not going to buy it. The next day, they say they will buy it. Now, the last word I got, which was a few days ago, they are going to buy it. Well, in the meantime, I've been scrambling around looking for a place to live, and I think I might have a place up in 5 hours away from me near my grandson. And it's just a rental month to month, so I can figure stuff out. So I have two questions. Do you see these people actually buying this house?
You
do
don't
I have to
know until you got the contract in your hand.
Well, we already
until
have done the contract.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, we've already done all that. We just, you know, the final date is August 26th.
Well, I think that they'll change their mind one more time, then they'll get it.
Oh. So.
Are they having
right
trouble
now,
with financing? Is that what the problem is?
No, they have the financing. It's just what they're saying. They're using it as an investment. So what they're saying is they want to make some upgrades to it, and they don't know if they'll have the money for the extra stuff like upgrades. And right now what they're saying is they're going to buy the house. That's what they're saying. Now, it's hard to find rentals in this area, so I found a rental near my grandson, and I have to take possession of it this coming Friday.
Right. I would do that anyway to cover my butt.
Okay. It's a month-to-month lease. Do you see it as
right.
a safe place for me to live? It's not...
Yeah, it doesn't feel like dumpy or anything.
Yeah, I'm going to go actually look at it. It's set up as a month-to-month. So a lot of people that are living there are either on construction crews or work crews, road crews, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it feels secure. I mean,
but you're
people...
only going to be there temporarily till you find something else. You're only going to be there maybe 4 or 5 months, and then you'll get your permanent rental.
God, I hope not even that long. But I, so you feel it's safe. It's a safe air.
Yeah.
Property.
Yeah, it
okay.
doesn't feel. It doesn't feel scuzzy.
Okay, now back to this house. You think they're going to change their mind one more time?
They might try, but you have a contract.
Yeah, well, I mean, they can walk away. I could walk away. It's just whoever walks away would owe money. That's the thing. I'm not going to walk away. If they walk away, I'll be relieved. I'll be stuck with that rental, though. So I'm like in a pickle, kind of, sort of, in a way. You know, I just... It's hard. It's hard finding anything to rent right now. It's really,
oh, yeah.
really hard.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. There's a shortage of rentals.
So this, I thought, would be kind of the answer to my prayers. But if these people are going to walk away.
No, I said they might be. They're fickle. You know, they're like, well, we are. No, we're not. Well, we are. No, we're not. That's what they're doing.
So you see me. Actually,
I feel like it'll sell, but they're like so fickle. But if these people don't take it, you'll have somebody scarf it up, and it'll be a solid deal.
Okay. Oh, dear. Confusion. What a mess.
Well, I'm not trying to make you upset. It's just what I'm seeing.
No, no, no. You are not upsetting me. I love the truth from you. No, I'm upset about my stuff is what I'm upset over, because I now have that rental. I'll have to take possession of Friday. And,
you know, but
you
are going to find a place to rent that you really like.
You know, I'm not really looking for a place to rent. I'm looking, I just don't know. I have to make up my mind is what I need to do. And I have places in this area I could live on, but I'm not set up on any of those places to be. I have to fix them up is what it is. So it's just a huge mess right now. And if these people walk away, I don't know.
But you have a house that you could live in that you own.
Yeah, I do, but it's not, it needs to be.
Right, that's why I see you renting for 4 or 5 months, and then you'll move into your house.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's going to be all right.
Yeah. Do you, where I got this rental is close to my grandson. It's only like less than an hour away from him. Do you see his mother and I getting along?
Yeah, it'll be all right.
You don't see her blowing up and slamming the door in my face and keeping me from him? She's done that before.
Well, she'll do it again. But right now, she's in a good mood.
Okay.
She's sort of, she has sort of like a split personality.
Oh, she's got many problems, and that's one of them for sure. Now, she works as a nurse, and she became a nurse 2 years ago. And she's got a past old kids from other men. But anyway, right now she's living kind of as a single mom, I guess. I don't know. I don't know too much about what goes on. I just pick up my grandson. But she might, where she works as a nurse, she works in the Phoenix area. Do you see her moving to the area, to the Phoenix area?
Eventually, not right now.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't want to put roots down, because I don't want to put roots down in my grandson's area and then she moves. And then I'm stuck with wherever I'm chosen to live.
Well, you have to pick where you want to move, not for him.
I know. I know. You're right. You're right. I'm waking up to that fact. I know. So, okay. Well, it is. It's a journey. It's a journey for sure. So, at that new
location, you are going to have a nice little house that you're going to live in.
Okay.
And it's in a nice area, nice neighborhood, and I think it's one of the houses you already own.
Oh yeah, I do own. I own. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that happening for sure. It's just something I have to work on.
Yeah, you'll get it all sorted out and fixed up nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I'll figure stuff out then, I guess. It's just what these people are going to do. If I could look into my crystal ball and figure out what they're going to do.
People are flaky. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm refusing to do anything with my house. You know, when people come, I tell them I'm not going to give them any concession at all. They have to take it as it is.
Right, as is. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. Why pay all that money when they're going to do what they do anyway?
So if you see these people as a possibility walking away,
I didn't say that.
Okay, what did you say?
I said they're wishy-washy.
Right. Okay. So the deal is going to go through with them.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. If the deal goes through, then it's done. It's over.
Right.
I move on.
And then you're going to rent that little place, and you're going to fix up the house you own, and it won't take that much to fix the house that you own up, and you're going to go live there.
Wow, that's a lot of traveling back and forth, because the house I own is in this area. You know, I'll figure it out, I guess. Oh, my gosh, what a mess.
There you go.
Okay, there's the time. Okay, thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye, Ken.
Right, thanks. There's a lot of muting and unmuting the microphone. So you probably hear. But the call queue is getting bigger and bigger. We've reached a call queue of 12 people. Some of them have gone. because I've had the reading already, but we're on 12 callers at the moment, which means that we've had 12 callers. So some of them have had their reading already, which is wonderful. Okay, 48 minutes on the clock. Have we got time to fit them all in, I wonder? Well, then let's see where we're going. So we should be now with line 6. And guess what? There isn't one. Okay. Is there a line 7? No, they've gone as well. Okay, line 8 then. Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Oh, Suzanne. My question is, do you see any moves, opportunities, career opportunities, any changes coming in the next few years?
Yes. Do you have a degree?
Yes.
They're saying that you're going to work in with your degree of what you have, and that's your next career. And it looks like there's like an opportunity for you. There's something about October.
Okay.
So you could change your job in October. What is the connection with Boston in you?
I don't have any connections to
Boston. All right, there's something about, just write it down, there's something about Boston could be your new job.
Okay, all right.
They could hub out of there.
All right, thank you.
What else you want to know? You got more time, hon.
Oh, do you see any, I don't know, any investments in property or moves or anything like that?
Would you build a little house? Because I see you could build some foundation up. I see you buying a piece of blank piece of land as an investment, and that looks like that would probably come about as soon as September.
That's a bit fast. Where? Any idea where?
It feels like it's around where you are, but it's just a blank piece of land that'll come about.
We'll have to wait and see. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. Are you there? Did I get cut off?
It's looking like Suzanne's left us. Okay.
Yeah, she dropped off.
She dropped off the call? Ah, right, okay.
I think she hung up.
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it? I just seen her come up, the message come up in the studio saying that she'd hung up. So, okay. No worries. Let's see where we're going. Evelyn.
Hello.
Hello, Evelyn. Where are you from? What's your question?
I'm calling from the state of California, and my question is regarding love. I want to know what spirit wants me to know about love.
Well, you're very spiritually aware. You're getting on the right pathway. You need to use your creativity, because that helps open you up more. And they're saying that you need a hobby really bad, so pick a hobby.
I agree.
What do you like to do as a hobby?
I think I'm going to go into theater.
As a hobby?
Mm-hmm. As a hobby, yes. Just, you know, go to participate in a play. Nothing fancy, just a local. You know, it's something that I've always wanted to know to do. I like to go walking. I like nature. I like hiking.
So you're an actress.
I don't know if I'm an actress. I enjoy theater.
And another thing that you could do is you could do the backward scenes, you know, like the props and stuff, too.
Yeah, I think I could.
Yep, and also, did you know that you can make costumes, too? You're crafty that way.
I would have
You're going
to
find
that.
A new talent for yourself.
That's good. I want to be busy. Busy doing something I enjoy.
Yes, and you'll do that. And you're okay money-wise. You won't ever go hungry. You won't ever be homeless. You have different jars, different savings, so you're good that way. Now it's time for you to have fun. And I also see you doing, when COVID starts going away, I see you going to the GNC.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm geographically challenged. You'll have to look it up.
What did you say it was, Paul?
A GNC.
Oh, okay. GNC. Oh, that's a health store.
No. Agean. AGEANSEA. In a foreign country.
Oh, okay. I'm all up for traveling, so that's good.
Yes. I see a lot of blue water around you, so you'll do a lot of oceany, islandy stuff.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I see you walking along with a hat and lots of sunscreen and a one-piece bathing suit, and you're picking up seashells.
No, that would be it. Yes, that sounds very lovely.
Now, I hear the name Michael. So you know somebody named Michael?
I have. My oldest brother is Michael.
So you're going to hear from Michael. That's what he's alive. He's not a dead person.
Yes, and he lives in Florida. There's lots of water there, and I've been meaning to go, but I would have to wait for that. With the COVID rising, with the rising cases of COVID, it's probably not best to go there now.
Well, I just see you hearing from him, and you have a grandmother on your mom's side that she always wore her hair up in a bun, and she was tall and thin. She's with you. And then on your dad's side, do you have Italian in your family?
Thinking the great-great-great-grandparents.
Okay. Well, I see little short women with big arms and lots of kids, and they walk sturdy on the earth. So you have a whole bunch of those. So they're coming through. She had purpose. She was before her time. And you have a lot of women entrepreneurs, so you're going to be a woman entrepreneur. You'll do a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
That's something I want to do. Form some type of business. I'm just not sure what exactly.
You know. And then that's how you make your money. You do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, too. So you're sort of like a jack of all trades.
I hope so. And do you see a romantic partner?
Well, you're deciding on who you want to date now.
I know what I want. I want a man of integrity. That's important.
You know, but you'll have a choice of two, a blonde and a dark. One's your age and one's a little bit older than you. You'll probably end up picking the older man.
Yeah.
Well, you probably will.
If he's a mature one with integrity, then yes.
You know, he's like an old-fashioned guy.
Oh, I do like that.
And he has, like, dark hair with salt and pepper, you know. So he's 5'11", salt and pepper hair. Sometimes he has a goatee, sometimes not. And he has really, really deep, 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 deep brown eyes. Dark brown. He does wear glasses. And you'll meet that person through a friend of a friend. But you'll date two men and figure out who you like better. So.
Wow.
So remember, a V-neck is a girl's best friend. Put on your lipstick and stand on the proper side of the door so you don't get whopped.
I'll make sure I pay attention.
You know, and let the guy open the car door. Don't get your butt out of the car quick. But, yeah, you are going to have a little romance. They're singing that song, you know. What else do you want to know? You eat healthy. You do pretty good for yourself.
Will I become a mother? I don't have any children yet, but I think I'll have one.
You can have one. I see one solid. It feels like it'll be a boy. And you make big babies.
Oh, God.
My oh, well. You'll be fine.
C-section. Cause she
maybe not. You know, little people have babies. They're fine. You have good breakaway hips. You're fine.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to give them birth.
Well, you either do or you don't. You know what I mean? But you do.
Okay. Good to know. I wouldn't want to have a C-section.
Well, if you have to, you do, don't you?
Well, yeah.
You know, but I basically see you having no problem. But you have a big baby. It's a big baby. Big baby and long baby. Tall, that baby's going to be tall. So you got tall people in the woodpile.
I have short and tall. Both,
you know.
So.
By the time the kid grows up, he'll be 6'5".
Oh, my goodness. That's extremely tall.
Well, that's tall, yeah. And remember, boys have growth spurts at age 25. So wow. There you go.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I would like to continue with you in a minute, if you don't mind.
So you got lots of stuff to look forward to.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. All righty. Now then, our call queue is still going up, would you believe, at this time of the night. 35 minutes on the clock. You know, strange thing, ladies and gents. I'll just take Kelly's microphone up for just a moment because we may get some feedback. But the strange thing is, out of 14 people that we've had in our call queue, and we're now up to line 14, Some have gone already. Some have taken. Most are still there. And we're going to try and get to you all. But can you please consider that donation button? You know, it's two people out of 14. It's a little bit sad, isn't it? You know, two people out of 14 that actually took the time to press that donation button, you know? Keeping the shows going like this is what it's all about. Yeah. It's not about making a profit, if anybody thinks that. It's like occasionally giving a little something back, you know, and making sure that we stay on air. So please do consider your donation. Okay, let's see where we are. Right. We've taken 9-7 because we took 9-8 because 6 and 7 wasn't there. That's right. So we should be okay then. Right. So, yeah, okay. You confused me, you see, when people call us like that. We've taken 9-9. That was 9-9 that we just took. So 10's disappeared as well now. Okay. I wish they wouldn't do this. But okay. Let's see where we are then. So right after 10 comes 11, of course. And we're going to open the channel to Kelly once again. So we're with Sandra now.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Sandra and I'm calling from Georgia. My question is regarding, I hope you can hear me, I'm outside. My question is regarding, actually I have a couple kind of questions, so hopefully I have time. But my question is regarding new career opportunities, just praying and hoping that something new is coming through.
Well, I see you getting a temp to perm position.
Okay.
And I feel like that'll, if you're not in it already,
I'm already in a permanent position. I'm just ready to leave it. So I hadn't thought about going looking at a temporary role, but if I need to, I would. I'm in a permanent position that I accepted a couple of months ago, and it's just horrible.
Well, you're going to get a better job, sweetie. I'll put you
up with
it. It's going to happen quickly. This is August.
Okay.
I think by the end of September, you'll be in a new position in which you'll like a lot better. And what I mean by
that's wonderful.
Sorry, but they have like a 90-day, how you do in 90 days.
Yes, definitely.
And
that would be wonderful. Okay.
And then in 90 days, you get insurance and all the perks.
Yes. And it's going to be much better than where I am now, right? Cause
more money
you
and,
the,
and
you'll get along
well with everybody. You'll have a good boss, and you'll really enjoy it.
Great. Yeah, because I'm sure you can probably pick up the energy from my present boss. I don't.
Darling,
so I'm going to be fine.
You're going to be okay.
I'm sorry?
You're going to
okay.
be okay.
Okay, good. I was just wanting to make sure the next couple of months or the next few weeks until something comes that I would be fine. This manager is, I don't know what's wrong with her, but anyway.
She has an attitude problem.
Wow, yeah. She's the most sarcastic, condescending person I have ever worked with in my life. Okay, well, then that's good to know. So I am scheduled to move into my new rental place in September. Do you see that actually happening on time?
Yes, it'll be a smooth move.
Yes. I love that place. It's a little farther out of town, but I love it. It's just what I think I need, and every time I go by it, I feel something different. It's just stronger and stronger.
And you're going to really like the area, and you got things that are available to you there, and it's very lovely.
Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. Well, another question then. So I'm not necessarily ready to start back dating just yet. I don't think I am. But I guess I just wanted to know, what do you see for my love life? You see my chance, my...
When you get stabilized, you're going to start dating and see a lovely... chocolate brown man. He's just adorable. Has like the reddish brown skin. He has like the dark, almost black eye. He's clean shaven. He cuts his hair very neat and close to his head. He wears glasses. And being the initial of a J and an R.
Okay.
and he fills up a doorway. He's a big guy. He's not fat. He's just, you know, like 6 foot, fills up the door jamb.
Okay, okay, great, great. Well, let me ask a question about my son and my new daughter-in-law, who I absolutely love. Do you see them having children anytime soon?
Yes. Yes, she's
Yay!
Gonna get pregnant soon. She's gonna have an oopsie.
She's gonna have what?
An oopsie. It's like I'm getting fat. I don't know why I'm gaining weight. It's like
that is so funny you say that, because. It is so funny because they keep saying, well, they're not ready just yet, not ready just yet. And I'm like, who's ever truly, truly ready? So
so I see that coming up any time. It's like really soon because I'm seeing like a girl baby with lots of hair hanging off her thigh. One drop will do you, you know.
Oh, my God. I love it. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I love my daughter-in-law. I actually introduced him and my son some years ago, and they were friends for 6 years, and then all of a sudden one day they decided to look at each other and think, oh, let's date.
Yeah, oh, wow, I really like you.
Exactly. So, wow, thank you. This has been great. Thank you so much.
Hear that out.
Yeah, and they are so beautiful together. It's just amazing. So thank you so much. I appreciate all this good vibe and
they're each other's best friends.
Yes, they are. It is so silly. Sometimes they'll start talking and finish each other's sentences, and they'll laugh at stuff, and you're like, yeah, I know that's not funny, right? But to them, it's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, and they have, like, their own code and their own...
Yes.
They're really
yes,
cute.
They are so cute together, yes. Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate this. This has been so helpful.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Blessings to you. And thank you, Ken. I will donate as soon as I can get to some reception. I'm outside and it's storming, raining, so I can't get any reception right now for the internet. But thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Thank you for your donation.
Yes. Always. I appreciate the word.
Thank you, Sandra. I can hear that, Ray. Yeah. I could hear that. It sounded quite heavy. Okay. Right then. Let's see where we're going. Well, I think we've had 3 people out of 14 donating there this evening, which is not bad because I think a couple of the callers are actually subscribers as well. So you could say out of 10 people then, 2, 3 have donated. That leaves 7 that haven't. Sandra there saying she will when she can. And of course, some people when they're driving, they can't always. You're not going to hit a PayPal button while you're driving, are you? Okay, right a minute. Let's see where we are. Kimberly.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia, and I just donated as well.
Thank you. And what's your question, sweetie?
My question is about a couple of jobs that I have a job now. But a couple of jobs that I have applied to, just want to get your feedback on those.
Well, it feels like the second one will do better than the other one. You'll hear from the second one.
Okay.
And it looks like you'll hear from them in a 2. So it's either 2 days or 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because you have to have a job to get a job.
Right. Well, I have one, so.
Right.
Okay.
And I feel like the new job will stretch your abilities, and you really like that. You're going to shock yourself.
Yeah, I am definitely looking for something more challenging.
And you're good with people, so you would be good in, like, a a training or a management position.
Yes.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. My next question is about creativity.
You always need to use your creativity.
Say again?
You always have to use your creativity.
Yeah. It's just I'm trying to figure out how to navigate what to do next, because I want to use my creativity to create a revenue stream. And I've been contemplating writing a book, but I also want to make, well, I paint, but I know I'm not going to sell paintings, but I paint also. And I've been contemplating making perfume or jewelry as well. I just want to know, where do I need to focus?
You're going to do your jewelry.
Okay.
And then I see you selling your jewelry at boutique stores.
Okay.
So that's what I see you doing. And then you're going to paint for your own joy.
Yeah. Yeah. You see anything about the writing?
Yes, you will write a book. But you're going to do that a little bit later.
Okay.
Okay. You'll probably do that in the next 2 years. You'll do little notes here and there, and then you'll do it in a synopsis, and there you go.
Okay. Do you what do you see for my son Micah, M-I-C-A-H, and his career?
Well, he's very good with his hands, so he needs to do that.
Okay.
Work with his hands. That's important.
Okay.
Is he interested in mechanics?
Say again?
Is he interested in mechanics?
He uses his hands for photography and videography right now.
Videography?
Yeah, photography and videography.
Yeah,
both.
He's like that, so he can get into the film.
Right.
I see him doing shows.
Okay. Okay.
So he'll be successful doing that.
Okay. Do you see me moving soon? Either locally or?
Well, if you move, it'll be job related.
Okay. Okay.
What else you want to know?
What else do you get? I'm just, what else do you get? Do you get anything about my health or?
Well, you do have to watch, I'm not saying you got it, but you got to watch your blood pressure and sugar.
Got it. Yeah, you're right, both.
Because you got genetic. And I'm not a doctor. And I'm not saying you.
I understand fully. I understand fully.
But other than all, you eat well, you're doing good. You have a good constitution. You're solid. Not much fusses you. You're unflappable.
Thanks.
And you're on the right pathway. You're up to bettering your career, and you raised a good son. He's a good guy.
Thanks.
And he'll get his degree in the videography, whatever you call it.
Yeah. He's on track to do that December 2022. He's in school now.
Yep. And then he'll graduate with high marks.
Yes. Thank you, God. Yeah.
In fact, do you think it's to are you vetting school? Do you
if
think
you
want
to do that, you'd be good at it.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like you have had a past life being Indian.
Oh, wow.
Because I see a giant painted elephant behind you.
Oh,
you
wow.
know how they paint the elephants?
Yes.
An elephant is one of your totems.
Oh, and I love elephants.
Well, there you go. That's your totem animal, darling.
All right. Okay.
And I'll explain to people that don't understand what it the American Indians and other people believe that everyone has a totem animal that goes with them.
Oh, okay.
So that's what that is. It's
okay.
Personally to you.
Okay. Okay.
I hope that was helpful to you.
It was. All of it was. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Righty. Okay. Well, you know, we're on our last call and we've got 17 minutes left on the clock. So we've got time to take the last call and play our music as we... Oh, wonderful. Okay, Rosemary.
Hello. Hello. Hi,
Hi Rosemary. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. My question is, we have a family in turmoil. I have a middle son, Anthony, who is suffering with addiction, has been for a while. He's in a place right now. I think my question for you is, do you see any peace down the road? Do you see him finding his way eventually?
Eventually, but right now, no, because it's over his head. He's in the middle of the addiction, and it won't help that much. He'll go back to it.
Yeah. And that, unfortunately, has been the cycle for a very long time. And, you know, when he leaves there, he'll come home to me, and I'm at a loss. I'm in an absolute loss. I've tried everything. Nothing works. You know, they have to do it themselves. But,
right.
You know, when he's right here and the family's involved and it just affects every aspect, you know, it's horrible. Well, I guess down the road, you know, as a mom, that's all I keep saying to my other kids is that as a mom, you have to keep trying. You just have to keep trying. You have to have hope. You have to have faith that he'll pull out one day.
But addiction's horrible.
But you do see someday.
Yeah, but not right now. It'll do good for 6 months and then fall ass over tea kettle. Do good for 6 months and fall over ass over tea kettle. How old is he yet now? Because I'm getting the age of 32.
He's close. He's 29 going on 30. So
this has
been going on a while.
It'll be a while, but I see 32. He'll have his aha moment.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know that down the road, you know, he'll pull out of it or have peace or find his way or something. It's just living through it. You know, it's funny at this point in my life, I finally had my youngest graduate from high school last year, and I was just so looking forward to, you know, that time where there's no more school and there's no more, but, you know, and now we're dealing with this again. So I'm looking forward to peace. I think that's what I would like as well. I would like peace for him, but I would also like peace for myself and my other kids.
And
well,
you can
I
ask
guess.
For, like, an angel to help with that. You know, you can ask for any kind of angel you need.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, I guess that's it. I have one more question about my daughter, if that's okay.
Sure.
She is in transition herself. She doesn't live with me. She's grown. She's 31 years old. Was doing great, but decided about 6 months ago that she needed a change in her life. She needed a different job and a different relationship because they were not working for her. And I'm so glad that she saw that. But do you see someone special in her life down the road?
Yes, yes. Right now,
okay.
She's too immature, but
okay.
Yes, looks like a year and a half from now she'll meet a redheaded guy, and he's a handsome redhead, and
okay.
She'll end up being with him.
Okay. Okay. Good.
He sort of looks like that singer, Ed Sheeran.
No way.
Way.
That's good to know. That's good to know. That would be wonderful. I just want her to find her person. You know, she spent so much time with this one guy. She'd actually spoken with you a while ago, and you told her, I'll never forget, I was on the call as well, you had told her that relationship, she was out, it was like she was out in a canoe, and they were just traveling aimlessly, that it was going nowhere. And that's
right.
What I had been trying to tell her, so it was so nice to hear it from you. And I think, and she had to do it herself, of course, and she eventually realized it was going nowhere. So
yeah.
She's working on herself, which I'm glad for that. So, and that's what I told her, focus on you and everything else will fall into place.
And that's what's happening. She's growing up.
Okay, that's good. Okay, well, that's good. Well, thank you.
You're such a good mom. You got to take care of yourself, too.
It's hard. I mean, what do you?
No, but why do you
know,
think on an airplane? Put the mask on yourself first before helping others.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm trying, but it's so hard because you know you only want the best for them. You only want, you know, you want their lives to be wonderful.
I understand, but can't make them. But just ask for their guardian angels to take care of them. Every child on earth gets a guardian angel.
Okay. Okay, then that's what I'm going to pray for. Thank you. Wonderful.
You know, you don't have to believe like I believe, but
I do believe.
Everybody has angels.
Okay. I pray to my mom who passed away 5 years ago. Please, Mom, please. Please, you have to help me with
your
kids.
your human people aren't, you can't really pray to them. They can't intervene. They're not allowed to. So just ask
okay.
for an angel.
Okay, I certainly will. I certainly will. Thank you, Kelly Jo. You're amazing. You're the best. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.
Stay
God
well.
Bless.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. You too.
There you go. And there's our last call of the evening. Now, I have to agree with that because, you know, I say that we talk, me and the wife, very often on these subjects. As I say that you know, spirit can't really intervene. They can advise. And they can advise the same as they would when they were here. And you would have got advice from your loved ones when they were on the earth plane. And, you know, when they were on the earth plane, they might have been a little bit different to when they're in spirit. Because when people on the earth plane tend to push and shove. And you get a lot of pushing and shoving in family where it's classed as interference. That's not allowed in the spirit world. They can't interfere even as much as they'd like to, some of them. Because will the attitude actually change when they go to spirit? I would imagine, and I don't know, but I would imagine that the people would stay exactly the same as they were when they were here, but they're not allowed to do it when they get to the other side. So they can't interfere anymore, even as much as they'd like to. Some of them. Right. So on that note, we're going to love you and leave you until our next show, which I think is tomorrow evening, if I'm not mistaken. And we have a change because our Wednesday now changes to a Monday, and we have the wonderful Selva Dutton with us on a Monday now. So Selva with me again tomorrow, which is going to be Tuesday morning for Selva down in Australia, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. There you go. That's dedication, you know. But Selva loves what she does. I think everybody that we have with us on the shows here, ladies and gents, they all love what they do. And Kelly has said many times, it's a way of giving back. If you click on today's guest, you can actually go to Kelly's website there, and you can get a private one-to-one reading there with Kelly. You know, so doing the show here for 2 whole hours is a way of, you know, Kelly able to share with you something there and give back for the time that you give in appreciation of herself there. When she takes on her private readings there on her private one-to-one readings. So, you know, we have a lot of people like this that have been with us on Psychic Choice Radio that actually giving their time freely, yeah? So, you know, go and look at their pages. If you want to contact them on a one-to-one basis, go and look at their website, find them on Facebook, find them wherever there is a link clickable, because we have Tina administrating there for us at the moment. Tina doesn't have a website. She has a Facebook page there. You can contact her there, you know. Everybody that's been on Psychic Choice Radio with us over the years all have an ability to be able to give one-to-one reading. Some of them charge, some of them don't. I know there's some people there that actually do it just for the love of doing it. But, you know, some people do it because it's the only thing in life for them that they've got. And it's part of who they are. And they do it on a professional basis. So it's an income. It's a living. So please don't shun that living for them. Go and make it worth their while, and you know, and do visit Kelly's page there, as I said. Make it worth her while doing the work that she does, yeah, and make it worthwhile for all our regular psychics and mediums that work with us here on Psychic Choice Radio, because each and every one of them, whether they're past, present, or future, have, you know, something that they've given to us here on Psychic Choice Radio for nothing, yeah? And they've all given their time freely, so do please give them some appreciation. Give them something back, please. So, okay. So I say good night to Kelly until the next time. And we're going to play out with, I think we'll just play out with something. Okay, right. Now the time has come for leaving, and now we shall return.